Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words read previously from the Gospel of Luke chapter 14 serve as the basis of my sermon this morning, and in particular those of verse 15. Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. This is the word of God. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus, in Luke chapter 14, Jesus speaks of the kingdom of God in two parables. The context is that Jesus was invited to a dinner in the home of the ruler of the Pharisees. So his original audience was these self-righteous and self-satisfied Pharisees who not only despised those less fortunate than themselves, but also despised Jesus, his work, his teaching, and certainly his claim to be the Son of God. The reason the people despise grace is because they don't see their own need for grace. The Pharisees didn't want to be lumped in with sinners. They felt their status and standing with God was based on their lineage, what they did, and what they had. Jesus concludes the first parable, that of a wedding feast, with these words, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." The Lord desires that the Pharisees and all people truly would see and acknowledge their sins and receive grace from their Father in heaven. Jesus wanted the Pharisees and the Jews to become the equals of the poor, the maimed, the blind, and the lame. He desired that they would realize their unworthiness, turn to God, and have a place at the feast together with all who believed. To do this, Jesus tells them another parable. A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. Truly, the Lord God has prepared a wonderful banquet. He's invited all people to be in his presence, to sit at table with him and partake of the feast prepared by him. He desires that all would be there, and he invites all to it because, indeed, blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. The Lord desires to have us in his presence, where he serves, and that, of course, for our eternal good and salvation. He feeds us, feeds our souls with his word and sacrament. That takes place here at our Savior. As you gather in his name to enjoy and rejoice in the privilege and opportunity that you have to do so. And so according to the parable, the man sent out his servants to say to those who were invited, "Come, for everything is ready. Now ready." Everything necessary for many to come to the banquet are complete. It is ready. The Savior, the Messiah, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate, was made man. Jesus fulfills the law in obedience to his Father. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. While on the cross, he proclaims, "It is finished." He suffered and was buried. In Satan's domain, did the host shout and jeer.
But on the third day he rose again. The banquet, which was foretold in prophecy by Isaiah, is ready. Isaiah wrote, "On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich food. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken." Truly blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. And God now sends his servants out to invite many to come into God's presence, to announce that everything is ready, so come. It is put this way in our church, that we may obtain this faith, the ministry of teaching the gospel and administering the sacraments was instituted. For as through the word and sacraments, as through instruments, the Holy Ghost is given, who works faith, where and when it pleases God in them that heed the gospel, to wit, that God, not for our own merits, but for Christ's sake, justifies those who believe they are received into grace for Christ's sake. That's the Augsburg Confession, Article 5. You have, and you are seeking now, another servant of the Word. And God sent you and will send you another servant. God truly desires that many will come here into the presence of the Lord to the divine service, that they too with us may eat bread in the kingdom of God. Yet according to the Lord in the parable, and this is directed to those who claim to be sons of Abraham and children of Israel, and yes, even to us today, they all alike began to make excuses. Amazingly, they offer excuse upon excuse and neglect the one thing needful, and the invitation to come to the feast of salvation. One says he bought a field and needed to go see it. Another says he bought oxen and needed to go examine them. They politely ask to be excused or excluded. At least there is that. The third, he's not so polite. He says he needs to be with his new wife. Excuses and excuses. And all hollow and empty. And they are because there is no good reason, there is no valid excuse why a man should not want to be saved by the grace of God in the gospel of redemption and reconciliation provided by and in the work and the love of God in Christ Jesus. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? What, my friends, is your deepest need? What is valuable? Will a one of us, when our last hour comes, regret that we spent too much time in God's house hearing the gospel and too much time receiving the Lord's body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins? Enjoying a foretaste of the feast to come? Will we regret that we heard the words of absolution too many times? Truly blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. And consider the master of the house became angry. And he sent his servants out to the streets and lanes of the city to bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame. Are you poor? Are you crippled? Are you blind? Are you lame? Or are you rich with everything that you want? With the job, the family, the home, the status, and all the creature comforts there are? But are you spiritually whole? Do you believe you can stand before God and tell him that you have loved him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Can you tell him you have lived as he requires you to live? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Or must you admit that you have failed? Well, together we did admit that we are poor, miserable sinners, that we deserve punishment for our sins. The Lord God is angry because these people who had been invited are making all form of excuses why they despise preaching and his word, why they don't want the forgiveness of sins that Jesus purchased for them with his blood, which was shed on the cross and in his death. And then comes the hard part and a surprise in the reading. God tells his servants to turn to other people. He tells them to go out and find those not in the church, not those of the chosen people, the Gentiles, that they would receive the message of forgiveness, the message of eternal life and salvation in Christ Jesus. Go find the poor who don't yet have the treasure of heaven, that they may share in the bread of life in the kingdom of God. Find those hurting in body and soul and tell them about the bread of life, who desires and has obtained and earned their salvation. Open the eyes of the blind and show them Jesus. Let them see Christ crucified for them, Christ risen for them. And that is why we have the words of our epistle today. That's why you and I have the gospel today. This is who we are. Because St. Paul writes, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." And again, so then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. You're sinners. This is the place for you. This is where Jesus invites you to come. Here is where you are given food for your soul that makes you rich, opens your eyes, that you would see how truly blessed you are. A better job, a new field, or team of oxen, more time doing fun things with family, they do not take away your sins. When we were running after the concerns of this life with little concern for life eternal, it was Jesus who with resolve and obedience gave his life for the task of taking away our sins, making us saints. The only way he could do that was to take those sins upon himself and suffer the punishment and wrath that they justly deserved. We come here into the presence of God to satisfy our most serious need. Christ feeds us with his body and blood to deal with that need, to give us forgiveness and life. There's still room in the church. There's still time. And there are means by which many more will be blessed, that they too will eat bread in the kingdom of God. We thank God that we who were once far off have indeed now been brought near by the blood of Christ. That we are here today to live in Jesus' baptismal grace, to hear the glorious and comforting words of absolution, to be strengthened and forgiven in the supper, to be comforted by the gospel. For truly, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. In Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.